Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And I forgot to tell you that. That doesn't make you an acting comic. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Coming from. Thank you.
She told me why. She called him that because she wanted him to leave. And she said no self-respecting black man would stick around after being called that.
Welcome back. Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the where? To the Spotify to check out the exclusive episodes we got on the Spotify. And I'm back with another Rare Reactions. Today's a little bit different. We're talking on an OnlyFans model killed her boyfriend. But you know what? People die every day, B. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds bad. Because when we speak about men dying, we don't have a lot of empathy. But I have a lot of empathy. So my heart goes out to the victim of this crime that was killed by his OnlyFans girlfriend. But that is not the actual issue with this whole video. It was the part of the video where the mother and father, the girl that killed or allegedly killed her boyfriend, the girl's parents, this is a white girl, by the way. So it was a white girl and it was a black man. It was alleged that she killed her boyfriend. She was very violent. There's videos of her being very violent. But on top of that, she used to call him the N-word. Yes, I know you're thinking, what? A white woman with a black man calling him the N-word. Yes. And then the mother and the father actually came on an interview and tried to justify why the daughter was calling him the N-word. Now, I don't know. This is probably one of the wildest things I've ever heard in my lifetime. But I know the world's getting more crazier and crazier. So, yeah. I watched this clip and it kind of blew me away. But anyway, you lot watch it. You tell me what you think.
Courtney's parents, who have never spoken publicly until now, tell us some of that evidence shows their daughter definitely has a nasty side.
Well, I mean, it got worse when she drank. When she was drinking, she could be a lot more temperamental.
Think about it.
But they stand firmly behind Courtney's claim. She killed Christian in self-defense. They insist the abuse was a two-way street.
I do think it may have been mutually physical, but you have to remember that he weighed, what,
230 pounds?
And she weighed 150.
Did she ever tell you she feared he would kill her?
Yes, he almost did.
A couple weeks
before that. She said that she was passing out. He was strangling her. And she said that it was going through her mind, oh my gosh, my mom's gonna have to plan my funeral.
But what about that elevator video showing Courtney wailing on Christian? The Clennies say it doesn't tell the real story.
What is not obvious, that elevator went directly to her landing to go into her apartment. And so you can see how desperate she is for him not to follow her.
Wow. Wow. What can I say? The parents are trying to justify their daughter killing a black man. They're saying that it was done in self-defense. Wow. Now, if you watch that video in the elevator, you can tell that, let's be 100% honest, he didn't look like an abusive type guy because she was throwing him with bare licks. If he was abusive, he would have just given it one thump. Bow! Lick it down straight. Know yourself. And let me just say something here. A woman that is scared of a man doesn't put her hands on the man because she is in fear of the retaliation. A woman only puts her hands on a man that she feels that there might not be the same amount of retaliation. So it's funny that we, because it's a woman and it's a white woman, we would see it from a view and a spectrum of that the black guy is in the wrong here and he's the abuser and she is a victim and had to save her own life. The parents made up stories that we don't even know is true, because unless it's reported to the police, how do we know that's true? And we need to know the full document and details. But the family said she called him the N-word because she thought no self-respecting black man would stay with a woman that calls them the N-word. Do you know how crazy that is? If you really want to leave, you know there's so many ways of how to leave someone. You can call police. You can get a restraining order. You can leave the house. Calling someone the N-word is actually racist. It means that's what's really in your heart. And getting rid of him, you know what I'm saying? And Lord knows if most of them arguments went over her spicy content that she had on her OnlyFans. I'm not going to say I've been there because I haven't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what she's posting, what she doesn't. All I know is that that is wild, that the family are justifying her actions. And you know what? This shows me that a lot of people come from narcissistic households. Now, listen to the first thing the mother said. The mother said, when she drinks alcohol, she can become nasty. Now, it's like trying to justify one evil with another. That's like saying, whenever I get lots of money, I go out there and pay hitmen to hit people down. It's not a justification for wrong actions. So we can't use the alcohol as a wrongdoing because it was only an enhancer to how you really felt. Someone who's not aggressive, someone who's not this, they can't say, oh, I put alcohol in my system and I beat up my boyfriend 10 different times, because Lord knows how long this man was suffering abuse until she went the last step and killed him. Listen to what she said, murdered him. And this is why men them need to be careful. From the signs you see from a woman is abusive, or she wants to hit you, or she talks about hitting you. Like, don't let a woman feel comfortable ever putting her hands on you, ever, as a man. Like, the moment that she puts her hands on you, either you walk out or you make her know that that was the wrong decision to ever do with your life. But don't let no human being, man or woman, feel comfortable. But on the side of men, because men don't see it as abuse, because we look at it as play fighting and stuff. And I've even got another video of a man getting beaten up in a hotel room by his girlfriend. And these things are becoming more... These things were apparent, but they're becoming more apparent now that we have social media. So I don't think any man should be letting women put their hands on them. And men should be defending themselves by all means and any means necessary to protect your life. Because it starts off with her hitting you in the head and ends up with her pushing a knife through your heart and you dying and you dead. So, yeah, man, stay out of an abusive relationships. And men do need ways of how to talk about this, because mainly when you talk about abuse in a relationship. Now listen to what the family tried to allude to. They said he's 300 and something pounds, she's only 122 pounds. So they're using his blackness and his size. And I always told you that the subtle racism is that they look at you, they look at me and think, right, this big black guy, so how could he get abused by a woman? But a man that generally doesn't want to put his hands on his woman would actually face a lot of abuse because he's not licking it down. So I understand his mindset. He didn't want to look like that aggressive black man. So he took himself back and was trying to defend himself. They're talking about a little headlock. Bro, she was throwing about 100 punches. Yes, he put her in a headlock to refrain her from doing what she did. Not like he put her in a headlock and swung her around or that squeezed. He just put her in a headlock to say, hey, brother, behave yourself, man. What are you doing, man? You know, yeah, I'm moving mad right now. Move. So I don't know. This video is really sickening of the parents. And I think if my child done a crime, I'm not speaking about it until the judge, jury, and I see all the evidence and I'm able to weigh everything up. But as for that, I'm not going to stick up for my child if they've killed someone unjustly, especially if my daughter went and killed somebody. Because it's not correct, man. You know what I'm saying? That black guy has a family and stuff like that. And forget Black Lives Matter, just men's lives matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think men are valued anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting there crying, because men, we're not victims. Like, we know what we're doing and what we got ourselves into, but sometimes we can underestimate a bad situation, how bad it really is, because of our lackadaisical behaviors. So, man, them, if you're in a relationship with a woman and she's abusive and then she says that you're abusive, run, because that's called manipulation, bro. That's called class A manipulation. When someone says to you to do something, they do an opposite thing and they make you think like you're bugging because they said something. That's called manipulation, bro. That's gaslighting. That's all the rest of it. You need to get out of that situation as soon as possible before you end up in prison for something you ain't done. And it's well documented that in America, white women have been doing false allegations against black men. I think that's historical in America. It's historical everywhere, but in America, it's historical, like historical. So, yeah, man, them, just be careful. Don't let no woman put her hands on you, on your face. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. I love yourself enough to leave a relationship that's not, that don't benefit you in any way. Red Talks were out, man. Bow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.